Next Tuesday, citizens who live in the city of Sarasota will go to the polls to decide whether to vote for an elected mayor proposal. They'll also vote on whether to add two at-large commissioners to the current five-member board. Currently, city commissioners name a mayor and vice mayor through a simple rotational system. The measure would make the mayor a directly elected official. Michael Saunders runs a real estate company bearing her name in Sarasota.
You know, we've had many, many different initiatives in Sarasota that have not had the follow-through and the execution, and I blame it on the form of government, not necessarily the people we have on the council. I just think that there's no way to have visionary leadership with accountability and execution unless they have 4 years to accomplish it.
Michael Saunders and her son Drayton have been two of the largest financial contributors supporting the measure, as have several other major developers in the area. Susan Chapman is the chair of the Citizens' Voice, a committee opposed to the charter amendment that would expand the city commission and elect a mayor. She says it's those interests that are pushing the proposal.
It's the sources of wealthy development money that are financing this and claiming it's grassroots for vision and accountability. And all I can ask is, whose vision and accountable to whom?
Real estate broker Michael Saunders literally laughs at the suggestion that it's moneyed interest pushing the measure and calls that criticism red herrings.
It is about leadership, and most of the issues that we have faced had nothing to do really with development. I mean, actually, these commissions that we've had in the past have approved most of the developments that have been in front of them, but it is the visionary things that would take Sarasota from a great community to a wow community that we haven't had the leadership on.
And Saunders then lists a series of issues that have occurred over the years that she says hurt the city by not having a strong mayor form of governance.
There was no leadership on a high bridge, a low bridge, convention center, no convention center, roundabouts to slow traffic, no roundabouts, baseball team, no baseball team. I mean, it really, cultural center, I mean, district, what do we do with our cultural district? So really it is the community issues that I see lack leadership.
The addition of two more at-large city commissioners is also controversial, particularly in the Black community, where there is a concern that it will dilute whatever influence they currently have. Ed James is the chairman of the Coalition of African American Leadership. He was the lead plaintiff in a 1979 lawsuit against Sarasota that ultimately resulted in redistricting the city commission map back in 1985.
And you have, at this point, two at-large commissioners, and you're going to pick up a third at-large commissioner if this initiative goes through, and the mayor. Now, that's four people at large. The neighborhoods and the Black community is just one of three district and neighborhoods would lose power. And in effect, the whole process is regressive, as far as I'm concerned.
James believes that the proponents used deception in garnering the required signatures to get the measure on the March 10th ballot.
Because those gathering the petitions talked to folk about electing a mayor. What they did not say, if this initiative goes through, you will not only elect a mayor, but you will also elect an additional commissioner.
Real estate mogul Michael Saunders says that the Black community will actually have a larger voice.
They will still elect their district commissioner, but the four people who run at large will also have to work with an agenda that can get the support of the Newtown community. So I think it is, again, the opposition bringing up old fears to stomp out new progressive ideas.
That's a good slogan.
Again, Ed James.
Old fears instead of new ideas. That sounds good. It's a nice, catchy slogan. But how does diluting the vote, and I'm a proponent of voter participation, how does diluting the vote change it? I did not see anything about race other than what's factual. The Black community did not have a vote until they went to federal court, and the city fought it every step of the way. all the way from 79 to 85.
Sarasota attorney Susan Chapman, the chairwoman of the group opposed to the ballot measure, also disputes that the city commission needs to be increased.
What this really does is it tends to undermine the vote of district commissioners, and along the way, it undermines the 1985 Civil Rights Act lawsuit under the Voting Rights Act, and it dilutes the votes of district representatives, and along the way, it undermines an important Voting Rights Act lawsuit court order.